Listening Library presents The Hardy Boys in The Secret of the Caves by Franklin W. Dixon. Read for you by Bill Irwin. Chapter 1. Telescope Hill Trouble.
"Don't kid me, fellas,"
Chubby Chet Wharton said, moving his metal detector about the Hardys' front lawn.
"You can find all kinds of swell things on the beaches with this gadget."
"Like what?" blonde-haired Joe asked, winking at his brother Frank.
"Lost jewelry, money, gold-plated pins."
Chet was interrupted by the arrival of a tall, broad-shouldered youth.
"Hi, Biff," Frank called out. "Chet's trying to find a treasure."
Biff Hooper examined the new device and raised his eyebrows.
"I know just where you can use this, Chet. You might find a lot of valuable stuff."
"Where?"
"At the Honeycomb Caves. My grandfather told me a freighter was sunk off the point during a hurricane. Lots of stuff was washed up."
"Just what I told you,"
Chet said with a supercilious glance at the Hardy brothers. Frank, 18, and Joe, a year younger, looked skeptically at their enthusiastic friends.
"There are a lot of important things to be found," Chet burbled. "How about the four of us going on a trip together?"
"To the Honeycomb Caves?" Joe asked.
"Sure, why not? It's only 50 miles down the coast. Good swimming and fishing there, too."
"I'll explore the caves for hidden jewels," Joe said dryly, "while you and Biff pick up $1 million worth of rusty nails. It's a